Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Yes, thanks for being here. This is Sydney Wildsmith, and we're getting ready to take a trek on the wild side. What's the best way to get in shape, get smarter, have fun, meet new people all across America? Find out when we return from this short breather on the Trail to Wonder here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
This is Sydney Wildsmith, and we are back with the Wildside News, and we're going to continue our exploration of the National Trail Service. We have a great guest this segment. His name is Gary Werner. I call him a full-service partner. He is a man who oversees just about everything that's going on in the National Trail System. He's the executive director for the Partnership for the National Trail System. And Gary, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, well, we talked briefly a while ago, and I think we're going to do everything we can to try to really make the National Trail System soar and sing and serve its purpose. This is a thought that I had. I heard you say, obviously, the National Trail System tells the story of the United States. I thought that was a pretty interesting thing, and I think this relationship between the land and the American identity and legacy touches some of the deepest spiritual roots of America. It's a story we need to re-embrace and to celebrate and understand as we reconstruct our shaken sense of who we are in these challenging times. Gary, tell us how it is that trails, the National Trail System, can serve the American people at this time.
Well, as you suggested, it really does embody and embrace both the geographic extent of the nation and the cultural heritage of the nation. The trail system, as it includes 23 trails, all authorized specifically by Congress. 15 of them are national historic trails. 8 of them are national scenic trails. They go through or touch 46 of the 50 states, a distance of about 38,000 miles all told, and they provide opportunities for people to actually physically get out on the ground. On the scenic trails, for instance, if you really want to make a long distance journey, to walk all the way from Maine to Georgia on the Appalachian Trail, or from the Mexican border to the Canadian border on the Pacific Crest Trail, National Scenic Trail. Eventually you'll be able to follow the much of the shorelines of the Great Lakes and the North Woods country for over 4,000 miles on the North Country National Scenic Trail, for instance. But they also provide opportunities among the 15 National Historic Trails to go and experience many of the places and many of the landscapes that are involved key episodes or moments in the history, the forming of our country, from the places like the thousand-year-old foot-trod and water-worn stones that mark the Alakahakai National Historic Trail around the coast of the Big Island of Hawaii, a route that Native Hawaiians have used for hundreds of years, to the most recent in time of the historic trails, and that's the Selma to Montgomery National Historic Trail, which commemorates the 1965 Civil Rights March led by Dr. Martin Luther King in Alabama. But along the way, between those two outposts, if you will. We have trails that are involved with the key battles of the Revolutionary War, the settlement of the Southwest by the Hispanic, Spanish, Mexican cultures. We have the now focused in the bicentennial year, the great exploratory expedition of Lewis and Clark, the Corps of Discovery, across the Louisiana Purchase country, that was aided so importantly by many Indian tribes, the original settlers of the land. And we have several of the trails, the Trail of Tears National Historic Trail, the Nez Perce National Historic Trail, which mark and commemorate the displacement of our native peoples and the way in each case they, with quite dignified ways, put up with displacement from the land, and maybe we can learn better ways about that from those. But at any rate, this whole system of trails provides these kind of opportunities for people to reconnect with the land and with the culture and the heritage of America, both the best of our times and some of the worst of our times, and learn more about what it is to be an American by doing so.
Gary, I'm just going to take a little advantage of a wonderful book that I'm looking at here and just read the list of the trails that and I want the listener to just put this into perspective and see what is covered here in terms of this grand, the grand history of America, the United States, and it actually goes beyond that. But here's a couple of, listen to this. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail, Juan Bautista de Anza National Historic Trail, the Natchez Trace National Scenic Trail, and these bring back memories to all of us about part of our history. The Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail, the Trail of Tears National Historic Trail, Santa Fe National Trail, the Mormon Pioneer National Trail, the Pony Express, the Iditarod. A lot of people don't know that that's actually a national trail. The Pacific Crest, of course, is more scenic, but it in the Selma to Montgomery National Historic Trail. So people have an opportunity all across America to head out and really connect with these this sense of who we are. What are some great ways to actually, you know, as you want, if you focus on one area, to do a little background and then head out and learn about these trails, because there's so much to see and so much to learn.
Well, if you're focused on the internet, there are each of the trails. The trails are administered by three federal agencies: the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. And each of those agencies has a website for each of the national scenic or historic trails. The other thing that's unique about them is that they are conceived as public-private partnership endeavors. And so each of these trails has not only a public agency manager, administrator, but also a private nonprofit association partner. And many of those associations have their own websites, and the reason I mention this is that all of these websites provide information about ways to learn more about the individual trails, and also to get information about where you can go to recreate on the trails or learn about the trails. They also provide, and I guess this would be an actual plug for the nonprofit organizations that I work for, one of the ways to connect with these trails is to get involved with an organization like the Appalachian Trail Conference, the Pacific Crest Trail Association, the Oregon California Trail Association, are just a few of them. Get involved with those organizations to help sustain one of these trails. It's a great way to learn more because these are people in these organizations They've done a lot of research, a lot of history, knowledge about the trails. They also do have a lot of experience on the ground of having hiked them and things like that, so you can learn tips about places to go, ways to do things. And as I mentioned, we actually help to physically maintain the thousands and thousands of miles of trail. So that's another way you can experience the outdoors, by actually getting out there and having a good time with friends to help maintain a way that you can go through the wildlands of America. And in the process, you learn more about yourself, learn more about the land, you learn more about the other creatures that we share the earth with.
I think it's an extraordinary way to, and it's so easy to do. You find a trail, you go on the trail. In some cases you walk, in some cases you bike, some trails actually you can ride a car on, for example. And by the way, I just want to tell our listeners that you can go to wildsidenews.com as you listen to the show here, and click on today's show, and I actually have links to as many of the trails as I could find, so you can actually visit some of these as our discussion piques your interest. So, you know, you probably have I know you do have an extraordinary vision of this system, and I'd like you to get a little personal here and share some of the things that really have touched you the most in this process of overseeing and administering all of these people, all of these trails in the National Trail System.
Well, first off, Cindy, I need to say I don't really oversee them. I help coordinate information flow back and forth among people, and we do help share information with Congress and with our federal agency partners to hopefully provide more funding assistance and other help for the trails. But
well, I appreciate the clarification, but I do know that you know a lot about what's going on the trails.
Yes, I'll admit to that.
Yeah, thanks.
I think the thing I'd like to stress is everybody involved has their own favorite piece of trail or their favorite place along the trails. The term scenic trails really does, it's a significant term. The places that the eight national scenic trails, for instance, link 65 of the national parks, including Yellowstone and Glacier and Yosemite and Mount Rainier, some of the places that every American probably knows, even if they've never been there. But a lot of other lesser-known places, many state parks, county parks, local parks, places of exceptional scenic beauty, and places that provide the kind of experience that you can have, either a very quiet personal experience with nature, or if you get more into a group or sociable kind of way, that kind of an experience. The historic trails, there are places on those trails where you can go and you can literally stand in the footsteps or stand in the ruts created by wagons that took 6 months to journey from the Missouri River in Missouri to Oregon, for instance, and imagine what it was like to have walked across the continent to go to a sort of a promised new land, to have that kind of emotional experience in the places along the trails. The other thing about it that's touched me deeply is working with the people, both people in the federal agencies and also state agencies that help to manage, be good stewards of our natural and historic cultural heritage, but also the quality of the people that are involved in the organizations that support these trails, the dedication, the perseverance, the knowledge, the kind of information, what you can learn from people who have researched, spent a lifetime researching how Lewis and Clark actually, what it was like day by day on that two plus year expedition, or just the generosity of people willing to help one another to do something because they love the resources that they're trying to help preserve and protect and enhance for future enjoyment. There's a lot of positive power, if you will, among the people of these organizations and the partnerships that with public agencies that are working to sustain the trails. It's a very positive way to, if you want to think in those modes, to give something back to the community of people, but also the greater community, as Aldo Leopold would have talked about, the community of man and the land, which is what we really are part of.
That's absolutely right. I agree with you entirely. I think one of the most valuable visions I have of this are literally, maybe you have a number of how many people you think citizens and are literally involved in the trail associations and the trail system.
Well, we have, among the organizations that support these 23 trails, we have in the range of 100,000 people who are direct members of the organizations on an annual basis, and they've collectively, or a subset of them, of the active volunteers, have, as best we've been able to track, have in recent years contributed each year over 650,000 hours of volunteer labor to help sustain these projects. So and I have to stress, it's really a labor of love. People do this because they really enjoy the companionship. They enjoy the places that they're working on.
Gary, I'm gonna have
and the culture that they're dealing
you've
with.
You've done a great job. Thanks for your service to America, to its people, culture, and environment. This is Sidney Wildsmith with the Wildside News. You're listening to the Wildside News Shows. Thank you.